Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Text 30. Ekas tvam eva jagat etam amushya yat tvam adi antayo pratag avasyasi madhyatash cha shrishtva guna vyatikara nija maya yedam naneva tire avasitas tad anupravishtaha ekastvameva jagadetam amushayatvam. Adyantayo pritagavasyasi madhyatascha. Shrishtva guna vyatikaram nijamaya yedam. Naneva tayar avasitas tadanu pravishtaha. Ekastvameva jagadetam amushyat yatvam. Adyantayo pritagavasyasi madhyatascha. Shrishtva guna vyatikaram Shrishtva guna vyatikaram nijamaya yedam. Naneva tayara vasitas tadanu pravishtaha. Ekastvameva jagadetam amushya yatvam. Adyantayo pritagavasyasi madhyatascha. Shrishtva guna vyatikaram nijamaya yedam. Naneva tayara visitas tadanu pravishtaha. Shrishtva guna vyatikaram nijamaya yedam. Naneva tayara vasitas tadanu pravishtaha. Ekastvameva jagadetam amushya yatvam. Adyantayo apritagan cha. Jisva gunav yatikaram nichamaya yedam. Naneva tyra vasitas tadanu pravishta. Ekastameva jagaretam pushakim tam. Adyantayo pritagam. Adyanascha. Shrispa gunavya tikaram nichamaya yedam. Naneva tyra vasitas tadanu pravishta. Vaishnavis. Ekastareva jagaresha vasayatma. Ekaha, one, tvam, you, eva, only, jagat, the cosmic manifestation, etam, this, amushya, of that, the whole universe, yet, since, tvam, you, Adi, in the beginning. Antayaho, at the end. Pritak, separately. Avasyasi, exist as the cause. Madhyataha, cha, also in the middle. The duration between the beginning and the end. Shrispa, creating. Gunavyatikaram, the transformation of the three modes of material nature. Nijamayaya, by your own external energy. Idam, this. Nana eva, like many varieties. Tai, by them, the modes. Avasitaha, experienced. Tat, that. Anu pravishtaha, entering into. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, you alone manifest yourself as the entire cosmic manifestation, for you existed before the creation. You exist after the annihilation, and you are the maintainer between the beginning and the end. All this is done by your external energy through actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, whatever exists externally and internally is you alone. Please repeat, my dear Lord, you alone manifest yourself as the entire cosmic manifestation, for you existed before the creation. You exist after the annihilation. And you are the maintainer between the beginning and the end. All this is done by your external energy through the actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, whatever exists externally and internally is you alone. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.35, ekopyasau rachayatam jagadandakotim yachchak tir esha jagat anda chaya yadanta andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Quote, I worship the personality of Godhead, Govinda, who, by one of his plenary portions, enters the existence of every universe and every atomic particle, and thus unlimitedly manifest his infinite energy all over the material creation. End quote. To create this cosmic manifestation, Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands his external energy and thus enters everything in the universe, including the atomic particles. In this way, he exists in the entire cosmic manifestation. Therefore, the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in maintaining his devotees are transcendental, not material. He exists in everything as the cause and effect, yet he is separate, existing beyond this cosmic manifestation. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyaktam murtina matstani sarva bhutani na chaham tesh avastitaha. The entire cosmic manifestation is but an expansion of the Lord's energy. Everything rests in him, yet he exists separately beyond creation, maintenance, and annihilation. The varieties of creation are performed by his external energy. Because the energy and energetic are one, everything is one. Sarvam kalvidam brahma. Therefore, without Krishna, the Parabrahman, nothing can exist. The difference between the material and spiritual worlds is that the external energy is manifested in the material world, whereas the spiritual energy exists in the spiritual world. Both energies, however, belong to the Supreme Lord, and therefore, in a higher sense, there is no exhibition of material energy because everything is spiritual energy. The energy in which the Lord's all-pervasiveness is not realized is called material. Otherwise, everything is spiritual. Therefore, Prahlad prays, Ekastvam eva jagat etam. Quote, you are everything, end quote. Om jnana timarandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshuran militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shri vasudhi gaur bhaktivinoda hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare. Every once in a while, it strikes me that the most amazing thing is that something rather than nothing exists. And that something which exists is a person, a conscious person, and that person has a definite individual personality, and it's Krishna. And that is the foundation of everything. To use terminology from the 1960s, it's mind-blowing. You know, to think that here we are, and why is that? It's just an amazing thing that there is something rather than just nothing, with no one to experience it. So, I'm not always thinking like that. As I said, it just strikes me from time to time that it's a very amazing, astonishing thing that this personality of Godhead exists, has always existed. You know, before the creation of the universe, during the manifestation of the universe, after the annihilation of the universe, this conscious, individual, supreme personality of Godhead exists. Once Srila Prabhupada was having some philosophical discussions with his GBC members, and in the middle of the discussion, he asked them, "Are you convinced?" It's very shocking statement, you know, so they had to wonder, are we really convinced? Because it's very easy to think, well, we're in this world, there's so many ideas, there's our idea, there's somebody else's idea, there's another person's idea, and well, you know, at the moment I'm kind of attracted to this idea of Krishna consciousness, but I could become attracted to some other idea, and you know, that would be my new reality. But on that basis, you know, you can go so far, but ultimately, you know, one has to come to the point of becoming actually convinced beyond a doubt that this is the absolute truth. So we want to come to that platform. You know, there are different kinds, different levels of faith. There's firm faith in the existence of Krishna. That's, you know, we want to come to that point. Not that this is just one philosophy among many to which I am now temporarily attracted. So, many time, Srila Prabhupada is quoting this statement, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Okay, Krishna is always existing, and everything is coming from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matas sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam. What's the next line? Buddha bhava samanvitaha. Buddha bhava samanvitaha. If one really understands this, that there is this personality who is always existing, this conscious individual personality that is always existing, and from this personality everything is coming, if one has that firmly fixed in one's mind, then one will worship, serve that Supreme Personality of Godhead with Buddha Bhava Samanvita, with intelligence and with love, emotion, bhava. So, now, Srila Prabhupada is making the point that he says it's a higher understanding. Exactly how does he say that? So he says, in the higher sense, there is no exhibition of material energy because everything is spiritual energy. And you know, once, you know, Srila Prabhupada was having a conversation with some of his disciples in London. It was August 17th, 1971, and he was making these points. He says, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, everything is Brahman, but when they are covered, it is called material. Just as the sunshine is now covered, it's in London, it's a cloudy day, as often happens. So he said, when sunshine is now covered, it is called cloudy. But this light, whatever light you are seeing, that is also sunshine. That is not different from the sunshine. And above the cloud, there is bright. You know, sunshine. So matter means when it is covered by something, that is matter. That covering is unconsciousness. That covering is also created of the sunshine by the same energy. And then by the same energy, it is dissipated also. So the conclusion is that the living being, when it is covered by ignorance, that is material. And he went on to say in this conversation, we distinguish matter and spirit. If that distinction is inconceivable by you, you cannot make a clear distinction between matter and spirit. It is therefore called achintya bheda bheda tattva, inconceivable, one and different, simultaneously. And then Srila Prabhupada concluded, these questions are not to be discussed in public. They are very higher understanding. For the public, it should be, this is matter, this is spirit. So it's like Srila Prabhupada is saying in this purport. In the higher sense, and we can discuss this here because this is discussion among devotees, that in the higher sense, everything, even what we call matter, is actually spiritual energy of the Lord. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. But with the general public, you know, we make a distinction, a very strong distinction between material, spiritual. It's, in one sense, it's all the same energy, but you know, Srila Prabhupada would give an example. An expert electrical engineer can take electricity and use it to either heat the building or cool the building. You know, it's the same energy, but it can be deployed in different ways. And sometimes he would give the example of the government. You know, the government is collecting tax money, and then it's using it for different purposes. It's using it to establish, you know, the University of California, California State University. It's also using it to establish the California State Penitentiary System. And it's, from the standpoint of the government, it's all the same energy. You know, the prison system, the university system, it's all part of the government. But for the ordinary person, it makes a big difference whether you're caught up in the prison system or caught up in the university system. So, same energy, but from the standpoint of the higher power, ultimately God, it's all the same energy. But from the standpoint of those who are under the influence of these energies, then it's, we experience them in different ways, and therefore we make these distinctions, and the distinctions are there in Shastra also. But you know, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya dharatyaya mame velya prapadyante tams mayamitam tarantite. Says, Daivi, spiritual, this, even this material energy of mine, it is ultimately spiritual or transcendental or transcendental. But the, under the influence of this energy, they're caught up in the cycle of birth and death, and they cannot overcome it unless they surrender to me, because I am the controller of that energy. If they surrender to me, then they can become freed from the bad effects of being under the control of the material energy. And Krishna acknowledges that the material energy is one of his energies. It says, Bhumer apanala vayu kamana buddha eva cha ahankarati ame binaprakrita ashtada. So he says, earth, air, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, false ego. These are all my binaprakriti, my energy, but my separated energy, energy that's perceived as separate from me. In the Vishnu Purana, it said, Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta, Kshetra Jagyatata Para, Avidya Karma Samganya, Tritya Shakti Ishyate, that we can see that the personality of Godhead has three principal energies, the spiritual energy, the material energy, and the jiva souls who can choose, you know, between the spiritual and the material energies. But ultimately, as Srila Prabhupada is stating here, in the higher sense, it's all Krishna's spiritual energy. And, you know, some religions, they have an incomplete understanding of God's energies. They don't understand how the material energy is also an energy of God. So in many of the mainstream Christian theologies, they have the concept of creation ex nihilo, where God creates the universe out of nothing, literally nothing, because they think this universe is made of matter, and somehow that's incompatible with God. You know, so it's, you know, they would see matter, material energy, as somehow different from God's spiritual nature. as somehow inferior, and therefore they would say God had to create the universe ex nihilo, out of nothing, which is more or less what the modern materialistic scientists are saying, the atheists are also saying. And they're saying the universe comes from nothing. So, you know, Srila Prabhupada addressed this point in some of his discussions with his disciples. They were discussing different philosophers. And one of them was, you know, a Christian philosopher, Thomas Aquinas, who lived in the Middle Ages. And one of Prabhupada's disciples says, okay, unlike Plato and Aristotle, Aquinas believed that God created the universe out of nothing. Prabhupada, no. disciple, he created the universe out of nothing. Prabhupada, no. The universe is created by God. How can you say out of nothing? God is there. And before the creation of the universe, God was there, so you cannot say that the universe was created out of nothing. The disciple says, well, but the material universe must have been created out of nothing because it could not have arisen out of God's spiritual nature. You know, so that's what they're trying to say. Prabhupada, no, the material nature is also inferior nature of God. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumirapanalabhayu. So, they are emanation from God, and they are not unreal. So this is, it's also the Mayavadi philosophy, Brahma Satyam Jagat Nityam. You know, the absolute truth is spiritual. The Jagat, the material universe, is a complete, total illusion. In other words, it's coming from nothing. It's nothing, really. But the Gaudiya Vaishnava idea is, no, it's real. It's an energy of God. You cannot say it is not real. It's coming from nothing, ex nihilo. It's an energy of God. Ultimately, a spiritual energy of God. But its effect on the jiva souls is that if they come under the influence of this energy, then they experience themselves as temporary, subject to birth, death, old age, and disease. Whereas if they have a proper understanding, if they see this energy and its proper connection with God, recognize that everything is to be used in God's service and Krishna's service, then it becomes spiritual. You know, Srila Prabhupada would give the example, like you may have iron, an iron bar. An iron bar is not fire, but if you put the iron bar in fire and leave it there, then gradually it becomes red hot and then it behaves like fire. So, you know, Krishna's material energy is like that. If it's seen out of ignorance as apart from him, then it's experienced by the conditioned soul as matter. But if it's seen in its proper relationship with Krishna and used in Krishna's service, then it also becomes spiritual. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any question or comment? Thank you. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.